folks, we're back, and we're continuing with our theme of Bollywood stars writing books. Before we do that, I'm Ishan Lalit.
That's Lalit.
Phoenix R2. Phoenix R2. And this podcast is available to you on YouTube, Audioboom, and iTunes. Please like and subscribe wherever you find this. And now, without further ado, let's talk about the book, shall we? Because today we are reviewing Twinkle Khanna's Mrs. What?
Funny Bones.
Mrs. Funny Bones. Can you get in the mic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Sorry.
No, it's okay. Get that out of your face.
Okay.
Now, since we've had our old technical issues done with, let's talk about Mrs. Funny Bones. Here's what I know about Bollywood. I thought this was a children's book.
Well, you would think Bollywood is also a children's show.
It is a children's book too. Before I get into more trouble, please rescue me.
Yeah. Mrs. Funny Bones. It is actually, I had read a few blogs by Twinkle Khanna. She also blogs under the website called Mrs. Funny Bones. That's the blog's name. So I knew her brand of humor, so I picked it up. And again, I found it very entertaining, very breezy, and frankly speaking, surprisingly intelligent.
This is the woman who's married to Akshay Kumar. Surprisingly intelligent?
Yeah, well, like she says very recently, that what I get from my book, by writing funny things in a book, I can probably buy 2 Cadbury chocolates in a year. My husband is funny in front of the camera, and he can get us probably a lifetime supply of chocolate.
What? What?
Ridiculous!
It isn't ridiculous. I'm misquoting her a bit.
Okay, what's the plot? What is...
There is no plot again. It is memoirs.
Yeah.
Very wittily.
No, what is it? Like, you're saying it's memoirs. Like, is it an autobiography?
Not at all. What she has done is she has just written some funny things, her observations of what ordinary people go through in life. Ordinary means as educated, rich, cushy, ordinary people.
Ordinary? What would she know about ordinary?
Frankly speaking, nothing. But then she's surprisingly intelligent.
I'm not going to press ridiculous again.
No, you overdo your soundboard a lot.
No, I don't. Hey, man.
Her humor is self-deprecating.
Mm-hmm.
And she does give us a fairly interesting insight into her family life.
Okay.
And
what did you get out of this book? For that, I have something.
To be or not to be, that is the question.
Well, I can't be Twinkle Khanna, so no. Not to be anything.
No, would you pick up this book?
If it wasn't written by Twinkle Khanna, no.
Okay, so what did you get out of this book?
A very interesting insight into the life of a upper-class working woman. That's about it.
Okay.
She's
Should I read this book?
Oh, you'd miss the point.
Too brute? Am I using that right?
No, you're not. But you wouldn't get the point. You would like to read a story. What she writes is about...
I read William Shatner's up till now. That was very wonderful. I've read Neil Patrick Harris's book.
Yeah, they're both brilliant books.
Yes, I've also read Leonard Nimoy's I'm Spock. That was very nice. So I get autobiographies, but these are not autobiographies.
No, these are what you would call a few blog entries put together.
Too brute!
What did that soundboard say?
Et tu, Brute. That's it.
Okay.
Since we don't know what this is.
It's anecdotal. It's a blog post, really, so to say.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm?
At the end of the day.
And she comes through.
Would you rate this at the end of the day? Because I'm not getting the point of this.
I would give it a 3 because it's a very light-hearted, breezy read with a lot of pithy observations about life put in between.
Mm-hmm.
So what she does is she picks up a very funny episode or a weird or a bizarre episode from her life. She writes it down and she gives it a very, very interesting insight at the end, which I found very nice.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. There is a reason why it's rated 3.5.
Yeah.
So what would you rate this at?
I liked it a lot. I gave it 4.
Wow. Getting a 4 from you is pretty damn hard, you know.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But then I have a thing for intelligent women.
So does everybody. Yeah.
Intelligent women who don't sit on their pretty asses, you know, spending money.
Okay, before we go any further into this rabbit hole, that's Prithivarit, available for you at Phoenix R2. All your rabbit hole stuff over there. I am Ishan Lalit, at Ishan Lalit. This podcast is available for you at Audioboom, iTunes, and YouTube. And until next time, that's all from us. So, bye-bye.
Bye.